Welcome to the Edge of Reality. Where's your edge? Give it up for your host, Allie.
Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and that means we are live. The Edge of Reality here on the NBB Media Channel on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thursday to you all, and that's like one step closer to the weekend. And if you're like me and have tomorrow off, it is the weekend. So happy weekend. I'm just saying, I'm very happy when I get a Friday off. Big show for you tonight. Oh God, we got to talk about Big Brother. We just have to discuss it. Yeah, it has to happen. Love Island is happening. It's happening, and I'm liking it more than I thought I was going to. So there we go. It was better. It's better than my initial impressions. So I'll give it that. We got to talk about a few other things as well. But before I say or do or think or believe anything else, I want to say hello and good evening to my co-host and producer, Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, what's going on this evening?
Hello and good evening to yourself. And you're going to have to fill me in on the Big Brother thing because I am only doing the CBS show. I have decided this season is just going to be what I see on CBS and my viewpoint of that and that alone. I'm not going to make any extra effort to listen to any spoilers. I'm not going to watch the feed. And that's just how it's going to be this season, period.
See, that's an interesting choice because if I were to give up anything, I would give up the shows and I would read spoilers and watch feeds. The shows I really don't care a ton about. So it's an interesting choice. That's good. So can I then give up the shows and only watch the feeds, and then together we would make the perfect podcast?
There you go. You could have your perspective of what is going on in the house and the perspective of what CBS, I can give the CBS perspective on the storyline. Perfect scenario.
Done. All right. You watch only shows. I read only spoilers and watch the feeds. Done. It is happening. Okay.
I've not got into this season at all, and I'm good with going back to old school just shows.
All right. All right, I'm good with it. That's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna give up the shows and only watch the feeds and the spoilers, and I am more than happy to do that. So, Big Brother, we need to discuss it. The end of Camp Comeback as we know it happened this evening. Well, let's start this off with, I needed the Grateful Alliance to collapse. It has. That's a good sign. Let's start with that. Going a little further back, I hate everybody in the Grateful Alliance. I don't like anyone in the Grateful Alliance. I'm still fairly okay with Tommy, even though I am not as high on Tommy as I once was. I'm still fairly okay with him. And I'm still randomly fairly okay with Holly. I think Holly means the best, and when she is by herself having individual conversations on the feeds, since that is my part of the job, she actually has some signs of like a decent game player. So I respect that. Everybody else is trash. I'm calling it now. this has been a rough week to watch. I haven't watched a ton of feeds. When I knew Nicole was going in danger, yes, I understand that Nicole was playing a dangerous game because she was trying to make Grateful implode by putting the sides against each other. And that's a dangerous game to play. But she was doing a great job of it. It didn't work out well. And then they turned on her in such an epic and terrible way. And I understand that they are in the house secluded from everyone else. I understand that when you're in the house for a certain amount of days, it gets to the point where you feel like this is the only thing that's going on in the world. But beyond that, I think how unbelievably rude these people are and just how dumb they are, it is astounding. I mean, it's usually astounding on Big Brother, but this is particularly astounding. I want to give out a shout out, a special shout out to Nick for being an absolute dumpster fire. I mean, he claims to be a therapist. He has said and done terrible, terrible things. No, I do not want you to call his office and get him fired. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just simply saying that, you know, don't bring your children to have him, to talk to him. That is a terrible idea. But don't call his office, you know. But don't bring your children. That's all I'm saying. When the Jack Jackson Christie side of the house decided that they were going to keep keep Nicole and blindside Nick and Bella, I was here for it. They forced me to root for them this week. I had no other choice because I love Nicole. I love her. She was safe. I was very happy about this. Cliff went home. I have no ill will against Cliff, but I also know that Cliff was going to go with the flow. He wasn't going to make waves. He's not going to do anything major. He just wants to survive week to week. He's not going to be a major player moving forward. That being said, but I have no ill will towards him. I don't think that he's a bad guy. He is what he is. Cliff goes to Camp Comeback. Kemi, Ovi, David, and Cliff play a game. The game is kind of like Labyrinth, where there's a maze. You have to get a ball through a maze. The person that gets so many balls in the bucket in a certain time period wins. Cliff smoked the other three. He just destroyed them. And it's super funny because Christy was saying all week, we need to get Cliff out because if there's any sort of tactile puzzle, he's going to dominate. And sure enough, it was a tactile puzzle, and Cliff just destroyed it. So it made Christy look like a genius, by the way, which is a terrible byproduct because she is not a genius. She has a diamond power veto. It was anonymous, and she told mother effing everyone about it. Everyone. The only secret that any of these people have been able to keep this year is Tommy and Christy knowing each other. That's it. That's the only thing that anyone has been able to keep secret. So Cliff has been out of the game for 2 seconds. He comes right back in. And the good thing is now we're going to have a real division in the house. We are going to have, you know, Christy, Jack Jackson, Holly, Annalise, Nicole, because they all voted for her, versus Bella, Nick, Jessica, Catherine, Sam. So at least we have a division. I will take it. We have a division. Things are imploding. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. By the way, just as a side note, Kat, I am in a Big Brother draft. At the beginning of the year, we drafted people and one person had to be undrafted, and that person was Kat. I regret it every day of my life. Nicole is probably my absolute favorite. Kat is right up there for me. She is crazy. She is silly. She is playing this game. She's smarter than she's letting other people know. And she won veto this week. And usually it makes me crazy when people wear it around the house, but she was so damn funny about it that it cracked me up. She was talking about it and she was making these comments about like, this veto is heavy. Well, few people can handle the burden of the veto like me. You know, all that is so funny. My favorite thing that she tried to do is she tried to tan with the veto so she could have the tan marks around of the veto into her chest. so her tan marks would be the veto, so she could permanently have it there. That made me laugh. I enjoy her a lot. So she and Nicole are definite bright spots. I was really hoping David was going to get back into this house, and he didn't, and it sucks. And that's the end of my rant, Priscilla. That's the end of my rant.
Well, with Kat, I'm glad she makes you laugh. And I'm not sure I agree with the playing dumber than what she is, because she's friends with Nicole. Knowing that if Nicole was going to stay, why the hell would she use the veto and have to piss off Nicole when Cliff went home anyway? So,
Nicole, a couple things. Kat is closest with Jessica in the house. They somehow, Jessica is a non-entity in this game, but the one thing that she did do, and what's really her saving grace, is when everything happened where Jackson broke up with Kat, and everybody kind of dismissed her, Jessica was really kind to her, and now they're like a twosome. And now Kat is kind of back in the good graces of a lot of those folks over on, the Christy Jack Jackson side of Grateful. And Kat has taken Jessica along with her for the ride, which is great for Jessica. So her using the veto for Jessica doesn't surprise me. It's her closest ally in the game. I can understand why she did it. At the time, Nicole was supposed to be backdoored. I mean, that was what they wanted to happen. And then they kind of decided that they didn't want to do that, and instead they wanted to blindside Nick, which I'm here for. I'm very happy about. But it was the intention that Nicole was going to leave.
Okay.
So the one interesting thing is that tonight Kat voted for Cliff to stay in the house. She voted to evict Nicole. And before she voted to evict Nicole, she said, "I vote to evict Nicole, but don't think I don't know what's going on." And I thought that's an interesting statement. Because then she must know that Nicole is staying. And if she knows that Nicole is staying, why is she voting in the minority? So I asked that question on Twitter. And a bunch of people responded to me that she wanted to stay in the good graces of Nick and Bella. So, okay, that's an interesting thought. We'll see what goes with that. Also, probably my most liked tweet ever happened right after Cliff won Camp Comeback, in which I said, "What did I do to deserve this? I love this show more than anything else in the world." That's not true, but I love the show a lot. What did I do to get such a terrible season? I just don't get it. I pay my taxes, I volunteer. What do I do? What did I do to anger the Big Brother gods to get a world where Cliff is the comeback person? I mean, this was almost as bad as Fessy getting it. Scotty getting it last year. The comebacks just don't work for me. It just doesn't, just never works. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't love this season. I don't want to completely dismiss it 3 weeks out, because I'm really hoping, so now we have an alliance implosion, maybe we'll get some smaller alliances. That's how I like Big Brother to be played out. Unfortunately, it's not just an alliance issue. It is that three quarters of this house are just nightmares, and that's rough. That's just rough. And I'm really, you know, when my favorite person is Nicole, and then my second favorite person is Kat, and then my next favorite person is friggin' Sam, it's a rough season. It's a rough season. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't want to completely dismiss it, but we'll see what happens.
So any indication on what happened with Jack something on Twitter is about he was upset and crying, but he couldn't talk about it for legal reasons. What the hell is that?
Jack, I don't know. Jack, it's come out that like Jack has had some legal issues. Jackson has had some legal issues. You know, these people outside of the house, and it's a straight up casting issue. Again, we've talked about this a lot. You don't know how people are going to react in this environment until you see them. You see them saying all the good things, all the correct things in their interviews. No one comes out and says, you know, I'm a racist. Nobody comes out and says that in their interviews. You know, no one comes out and says, you know, Nick, for instance, in his Jess interview, made a big deal about how important mental health was and how, you know, if you need someone to talk to, you need to go and seek the advice of a mental health professional. And then in the house, he's throwing things around like, oh, Nicole is crazy. Nicole is a bitch. Nicole is a psychopath. You know, what kind of mental health professional says things like, you're a psychopath? That's not a thing people should be doing.
No, I mean, just like the use of retard or anything like that. You know, we've had that through the years. That has happened, you know. And I believe that same – well, okay, let's go back to that. The season who won did do the retard comment and did have backlash from it and ended up in prison. So I should tell you where they're at on that kind of stuff.
Well, sure. Yeah. I people are so hard on casting and Robin Cass and how, you know, people are really pushing back this season. It's hard to tell how people are going to react in that environment. So I give her that. I don't blame them for that. What I do blame them for is that we have quite a shallow casting pool right now, where Holly and Jackson were friends on Instagram, at the very least. They were friends on Instagram. Holly and Kat have some sort of outside connection as well. And then obviously Christy and Tommy know each other well. These are, you know, the only thing I want in Big Brother is that there are no pre-existing relationships going into the house. And so I don't know if they're finding a harder time finding people, if it's a smaller world, I don't know what it is, but we need to find a way to make sure that all of these house guests don't have connections to each other prior to going on the show. I feel like that's a relatively simple thing, to check people's social media and check to see if they're friends with other house guests or other potential house guests on their social media. I feel like that's a, you know, it's a terrible job, but there is an intern at the casting department who will be able to do that job. So that's my issue. That's my main issue with casting. Other than that, I understand that it's hard to determine who is what until they get into the house. So, but it's so far it hasn't been a great season. I'm really hoping for a change. I was really kind of interested and excited about Camp Comeback, but really that kind of Froze gameplay a lot. Now that that's over, we'll see what happens. I still kind of feel like maybe somebody else will come back at some point. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Next week is Endurance Comp, and I enjoy that. So we'll see what happens. Any other thoughts, Priscilla?
Not really. Like I said, I'm not into this season at all. I don't know if it's just I'm just so busy. And from what I have heard on the surface, I don't think I want to watch it any more detailed than the CBS show, to be honest with you. So, no.
They have moments one-on-one. The problem is that there's a real, with the alliance being so large, there's a real mob mentality thing. A lot of people, right, I've heard on Twitter kind of liken it to the Stanford prison experiment, where with Camp Comeback especially, where, they have prison wardens and they have the prisoners, and the prisoners are in the bad room and they're wearing matching outfits, and the wardens are people that are still in the game, and they feel like they can, treat people poorly because they're in bad rooms and they're wearing matching outfits. So it's a very interesting experiment. The mob mentality is big. But if you can get past that, and if you can get certain people by themselves having conversations, you actually have some very interesting insight to the game and some interesting strategy. So I think it's just you have to break that group apart. And hopefully that happens this week. I think the worst case scenario is someone wins and then they put up Jessica and Nicole again, or Jessica and Kat, and it continues. We need some fireworks this week. So
I have a feeling that's gonna happen.
Well, we'll see. We'll see who wins HOH. We'll see. Now everybody's pretty mad at each other. And, if a Jack Jackson, Christy, Annalise, Holly, one of them win HOH, they could put up Nick and Bella. And I think that's going to be, that will be an interesting thing that happens. I want Cliff and Nicole to continue to work together. They were on the block this week. Obviously, two different groups voted for them to stay. I hope that doesn't mean that they'll stop working together as a result of that, because I think the two of them are a good team. So I hope Cliff doesn't gravitate towards Nick and Bella, because they're the ones that try to keep him. Because that won't end well for anyone. But we'll see what happens. I'm not completely ready to give up on this season yet, but it's Big Brother is making it real hard for me to love. It's making me real hard for me to love them. So they need to push back. I wanted to talk Love Island, because that's happening. And, I watched the first episode last week and I thought to myself, this is not good. This is not good. And the ratings came out and the ratings weren't great. And I was bummed. And because I liked the UK version and I liked what was happening. Luckily, I kept watching it, and it got better as the days progressed. So if you were like me and you watched the first episode and you were like, what is this? I want out. I encourage you to keep watching. Watch a couple more episodes, because it got into a rhythm and it was much better than I thought it was going to be. I know that's not like a raving review, but I'm
I will watch every single episode of this show. It's only 4 weeks long. It's only at the end of the day, it's 20 episodes, which seems like a lot, but 4 weeks, five episodes, I'm, you know, a couple behind, I'll catch up, you know, but I'm going to see this through because I find it interesting. And, you know, if you're a Big Brother fan, guess who's there?
Winston.
Oh, yes, I know. I know. I know what you guys were all thinking. Man, all I want is to see Winston again. And then I know there's another large contingent of you who are thinking, who is Winston? Which is a good thought. If you don't remember who Winston is, you're good people. Winston was from last year. He went out pre-jury. Him and Brent were BFFs. And he is now on Love Island. And he's pretty boring on Love Island, Priscilla. I mean, he's not really mixing it up or anything. He's very much his Big Brother persona, but on an island. Am I wrong?
Well, I haven't seen but half of tonight's episode, so he really just got on there. And I haven't seen from when he had the dinner on, and so I don't know how much he was on there after that. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect anything more from Winston, for God's sake. But Love Island, my thoughts. Boys and girls and the commentary reminds me of Utopia's creepy guy who tried to be funny but couldn't be funny.
Not as bad. Never as bad as the Utopia creepy guy.
Just as horrible trying to think he's funny, but he's not. But I did find some enlightenment in how several times I like, we're going to play the whole song because it was an expensive song. So, I mean, that kind of cracked me up a little bit because, you know, the licensing is expensive to play and they're playing regular songs. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about it yet. I did get caught up over the last couple of days. I still don't think it's worth an investment of 5 days a week myself, but that's that.
So I'm also very impressed by their music soundtrack, their music rights. They really spent some cash putting the music together and like real current songs. I dig it. I'm glad that they're doing it. It makes it feel, you know, very current and hip and now and cool. And it is a very current and hip and cool show, considering that whatever's playing out on the island today, we see tomorrow. You know, that's pretty good. I mean, no, it's not Big Brother where you're seeing everything live, but it's as close to Big Brother as you can possibly get. I mean, Paradise Hotel tried it earlier this year. They very quickly dropped that premise with, I was about to call her Kristen Chenoweth. What the hell's her name? Kristen, you know, Cavallari. Kristen Cavallari. Yeah, it took me a second, but I got there. You know, they really wanted to play up the live thing with live voting and Kristen Cavallari being there live. And they very quickly dropped that premise to like once a week video, you know, recorded content. So I am impressed at, you know, how quickly everything is kind of coming together. Will, you know, I'm in. I'm enjoying it. Would I watch 5 days a week if it was 10 weeks long or 13 weeks long? No. But will I watch 20 episodes for 4 weeks? Yeah, I'll watch them. I don't know. I mean, I might not watch them live, but I will watch them. I will watch these eventually. So I'm going there. And that says a lot considering that last week I was like, oh no, this is not going to work for me. Plus I'm not super invested in, you know, I'm not super invested in Big Brother this year as of yet. I'm not watching, well, I'm watching a little bit of The Bachelorette, but not a ton.
Bachelor in Paradise, I'm not going to know who most of the people are. You know, my guilty pleasure reality show are dwindling. I need something. Thank God for Are You the One? I mean, thank God for that show right now, because I'm watching the hell out of that, and I find that super interesting. Are you watching Are You the One, Priscilla?
I am. And how bold of them. There's not too many channels that would put that, now I wouldn't say risque, but that in your face. I don't have a problem with it, but there's a lot of channels that would not push that envelope for the backlash they would get. But to my knowledge, they haven't got any backlash.
No, they haven't at all. I mean, I love it. I love it. You know, this is the first season where it's gender fluid. It's anyone in there can be paired up with absolutely anyone. I love it. I think it's so great. And it makes the matchups that much more complicated, that the simple math and matchups of it, I find fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Because I like playing along. I like guessing how many beams they're going to have. I like trying to figure out who is partnered with who and how many weeks they've been sitting together. But because of the fact that they've been getting two beams every week and they've been having multiple partner switches, it is fascinating to me. I dig it. I think it's so great. So I thank God for that show, because, you know, with Big Brother being rough and with me not watching Bachelorette, I need my fill of just trashy reality TV, and that's where I'm gonna get it. I haven't watched X on the Beach started this week. Speaking of MTV shows, I haven't watched it yet, but I mean, Audrey from Danity Kane is there. Aubrey from Danity Kane.
And
that's all you need to know.
Middle of Mark and Elena, I'm sorry, I stopped watching this after halfway through the first season they had, because I just can't take it. I just can't do it. I'm getting old, something, but that just does not appeal to me anymore. That drama.
I'm here for X on the Beach because how fake it is like, I mean, it is so obvious. You know, people break up and get together and break up just to be on the show. I'm here for it. I'm good with it. I will watch it. I will watch the hell out of it. You know, we have gotten some great personality, like Angela and Faith, that went on to be in the challenge. And I like Angela on the challenge. You know, we get some good personalities based on that. I mean, and terrible personalities as well. So I will watch X on the Beach. I just haven't watched it yet. But yeah, Mark and Elena. And speaking of Big Brother couples, they're trying to make Mark and Elena happen. But Danity Kane. And for people who say that, like, what's Danity Kane? Like, she's too big for this. Let me remind you the following. First of all, she's been on 100 reality shows. Secondly, though, she started on a reality show, Making of the Band, old school MTV show. So she's going back to her MTV roots. And, I mean, I loved Making the Band. I loved that show. Do you remember Making the Band, Priscilla?
I do.
Remember when it was on ABC and they made O-Town? The best. The show is the best.
I do remember that. You're going back a few years. And
I know.
P. Diddy just announced there will be another Making the Band.
I know. I'm here for it. The only thing that, they've been doing a lot of reboots of reality. Where's my reboot of The Mole, first of all? Let's get a submarine circle together for a reboot of The Mole. another one, another reboot of The Mole, because I'll be here for that. But beyond that, they're doing a lot of reboots of, and, you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, like Paradise Hotel and Temptation Island, the originals were better. And I think, was it because I was younger and, you know, more naive and all that good stuff? And I think that's part of it. But I think the other part of it was it's because the cast members are just much more like social media savvy and much more media savvy. So, you know, it's less authentic. And, you know, that's what it is. So it'll be interesting to see him making the band. I am, just as a side note, a little show that's it's on hiatus now. It's coming back in August, that we talked about on the first week and you said you weren't going to be interested in, but I kept up with Songland.
I haven't been able to get the last couple that I've been on.
I thought you gave up on that one. I low key enjoy Songland. It's turned out to be a nice little show for me.
The only thing that it's the same is it's like repetitious. It's the same thing regurgitated with a new artist and different song. But I want something that's not like so repetitive and it's exactly the same thing, just a different song. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Those get boring to me very quickly.
Absolutely. We talked about this the first week. I would much rather a situation where it starts out with 14 people, an artist, a new person comes in every week, sets a challenge, they do the challenge, and one person gets eliminated every week. I would much rather that kind of format than what we're getting. I mean, first of all, I think that the songs end up being pretty good, so I'm good with that. But yeah, the first initial where like they're doing the initial thing, there's four people that do songs, and out of the four people, three people get chosen to work with the songwriters. You know,
right?
I mean, that's four people to three people. It's not like a big. Oh no, who's it going to be? So I would much prefer it going down where every week somebody's eliminated. But, you know, I'm still, I was kind of, when I first saw it, kind of like you, I was like, well, we'll see how Big Brother goes. We'll see what else I'm watching. This might be a one that kind of falls by the wayside. But I find myself watching the recording week after week because I do find it interesting. You know, so I'm here for that. The making the band and the song stuff made me think of that, but I'm still watching that one. Hey, and for all you people, speaking of shows that you might have slipped by you, So You Think You Can Dance, they're now finally at the Academy. So this is a good week to come back to it. Because I skipped the auditions. I skipped some of the auditions. I'm not going to lie to you. But now they're at the Academy, so now we're starting up. So you should check it out. I'm just throwing it out there. You should check it out. But one other show that I wanted to bring to your attention, Priscilla, is Bring the Funny. Bring the Funny premiered last week. Kenan Thompson, Chrissy Teigen, and Jeff Foxworthy are the judges. It is Last Comic Standing, but instead of all stand-up comics, they've expanded that like comedian role, and now it could be parody writers, it could be sketch artists, it could be improv troupes, it could be stand-up comedians, and they've really expanded that universe of comedy to be a whole lot of things. I am into this show. I'm telling you right now, I love it. It is so funny. It needs to be, of course it needs to be. But also, I was a big Last Comic Standing fan. I like comedy. I like stand-up comedy. I like that. And so the fact that they were able to revamp it a little bit, expand it a little bit, I think is great. And, you know, Chrissy Teigen as a judge is great. She's super funny. Kenan Thompson is great. I mean, it's a great judging panel where they interact very well with each other right off the bat. Good chemistry, good energy. NBC, 10 o'clock. You guys should be watching this, especially if you're into comedy. Just a great, fun, lighthearted show and a great kind of twist on that Last Comic Standing format. So I'm into it, Priscilla. I wanted to throw that out there.
Did you hear about Chrissy tweeting the full first episode before it aired? Do you think this is a tactic, or do you think this was purely accidental?
I'm not sure, to be perfectly honest.
Email is one thing, but Twitter is a totally different animal to accidentally tweet it. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's a weird thing. NBC has done things sometimes, like made premieres of shows available online before they premiered on TV. I could see them doing that. Maybe they wanted to drum up some business and ask Chrissy to kind of put it out there. Chrissy has several million Twitter followers, so, you know, she would be prolific at that. I could see them purposefully doing it, and at the same time, I could see Chrissy just completely accidentally doing it. I can see either situation happening.
Okay. You have an email. I have an email. To tweet that from your email account, it takes a kind of bit of doing. You know what I mean?
So I have seen people, though.
I think it was a publicity ploy myself.
I mean, I lean towards that. I have seen people accidentally tweet out nude pics and stuff like that. So I know it can happen, but
it's on your phone, and if you're going to grab a pic and you're on your phone, depending on the size of your phone, they're small pics. It's hard to see. I can understand a dick pic, but a video is not going to be on your. If it comes in through via your email, it is not going to be readily available under your photos when you're going to pick send something. I'm so sorry, but not going to happen. Just my opinion.
Yeah. But
so are you
either way.
My rant?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. This has everything to do with CBS, but nothing to do with CBS. So DirecTV over a week ago pulled CBS, not from just my market, but a hell of a lot of markets, evidently. And there
is
this.
I've heard.
So I'm going to tell you people, I am fed up with my bill being $151 on DirecTV. I'm over this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I went and I bought a recast from Amazon for $179. Basically pays for itself the first month. I reactivated my old antenna that I used to have back in the golden days. It's on a tower. Put a couple amplifiers on them things. And I got Fire Sticks on the Prime Day for $15 a piece for every TV in the house. And I'm saying, F DirecTV, I'm over it. I'm tired of calling them bitching every year to get the bill down when I don't even have movies. I just have basic cable. So F that. I'm going back to regular TV. It's all I ever watch. Anything else I want to watch, I can watch online anyways, on my Fire Stick, whatever the deal is, for free. So I'm sorry, but I am saying a big F you to DirecTV, and I welcome everybody else to do the same because they are outpricing the market. And granted, we like our cable TV, but we can get it in other avenues now. We don't have to put up with their shit. My rant's over.
No, I completely agree.
They pulled CBS when 75% of what I watch is on CBS. And to think that their britches are big enough that they can't work out a contract, I'm done. Greedy bastard. They're willing to take $150 from me a month when my neighbors only start getting charged $70, and they have more than I have. And I've been with them since I had the big dish 30 years ago. So a big F you to them. They treat your new customers better than they treat the people that are loyal. I'm over it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's cable companies' way because new customers get like new pricing and better pricing, and it's good for 2 years, and then after 2 years they hike it up. Yeah. I understand this rant.
So I'm over it. I moved on. The only thing that I have to figure out is getting my mom's Bluetooth hooked up from the TV, and I'm getting an adapter for that tomorrow. Hopefully it works, and DirecTV is gone.
Understand. All right, that was a good rant. Good work.
It's been pissing me off all week.
I wanted to bring up something else in the non-competitive genre because I wanted to get your take on it because we both have watched this show or at least watched this show in the past. But it was a reunion, and we found out this week that Lisa Vanderpump, an OG from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, has quit the show, and she did not come to the reunion. Now, if you've been watching this season, keeping up with the season, before the show started, or of the season, she kind of gave up and stopped filming. You know, every once in a while she would film something about her new kitchen, but after the Vanderpump dog scandal, she kind of just took a step back. And that allowed the rest of the women to really bash her. And she didn't show up for the reunion, and she told the press that she quit, and that's the end of her. So I just wanted to see if you were following that, if you knew about it, what you're thinking about this, because I find this an interesting situation.
Well, I know that Lisa Vanderpump has a hell of a lot of friends out there, but I also over the years have seen her be a little big for her britches and manipulative. And I can see now Doggygate, maybe a little too far, but it's not the first season that she's been unscathed by being accused of manipulating behind the scenes. And, you know, with Vanderpump Rules, you can kind of see that crossover, how people put her on a pedestal and how it's her opinion and they're the dumb employees kind of in some aspects, not all. I mean, I granted that she's good to them. She respects them to a certain extent, but she also puts them down in a lot of different ways as well. I can see this and I can see it taking her toll on her because she doesn't need that crap. She doesn't need to go film. She doesn't need the money, that's for sure. And she still has Vanderpump Rule to do her marketing outlet that she wants to use. So she don't need them. OG or no,
yeah,
OG. She doesn't need
it. Yeah, it's interesting. You're right. She doesn't need to be there. And, you know, she still has Vanderpump Rules, which might be the most popular show on the network. I mean, that the Vanderpump Rules is huge. I stopped watching a little bit ago, but it's huge. I know so many people who watch that show. So, and she is obviously not only the head of that, she also doesn't have to be on camera that much because of it. She just kind of looms in the background, and she's the executive producer of it. And having that show obviously has increased her presence, and, you know, her restaurants have gotten huge. Everything has kind of increased since she's been on that show. My whole thing is, I'm not mad that she doesn't want to be on Beverly Hills anymore. I get it. It's a younger group of women. They don't like her very much anymore. You know, I kind of get it. But, you know, she should have stuck it out. She should have definitely gone to the reunion. She should have closed in the correct way.
Yes, I agree with that. It made her look, I mean, I can understand gig mentality at the reunions. It happens every season. But she should have just sucked it up and took it. You know what I mean? Or dished it out,
yeah,
whatever the case might be. But she had a contractual obligation, and she should have done it. Sorry.
Yeah.
You made a commitment. Follow through.
Yeah. So that's a bummer because it kind of brings it to a down note, and she could have gone out and been, like, huge and, like, gone out in an epic way. And she didn't, and it sucks. She kind of slinked off into the darkness. So that sucks. But it's interesting to watch that happen because, you know, kind of like the challenge. I mean, the housewives, she's an OG. The only OG left is Kyle. And, you know, it's sad to watch. I will forever love Denise Richards. I'm just throwing that down. I haven't seen every episode of Housewives this season, but I've seen enough to know that I am all in on Denise Richards.
Did you see hers after her mom died and her dad moved in and they had like a one or two seasons? I always did. She is not, everybody thinks that she's this little, I'm not going to say angel, but, you know, with all the stuff with her ex-husband, which I'm done with them using his name, dropping him. I'm sorry. I'm over it. Just say your ex. I don't care. I don't need to hear the name drops, but you got a backside because that was when all that stuff was going down with Charlie Sheen. That was before she adopted the daughter. She had taken in his other kids because that mother was on drugs.
Yeah, I remember that.
There was that back. It was actually, I enjoyed watching that a lot. She didn't take no shit. Were people She's not.
I vaguely remember that, but I can't remember if I watched or not. I don't watch a ton of the non-competitive ones, but in the early reality TV history, like when Britney Spears and Kevin Federline had one, you know, I was watching some of that. Straight Up, Paula Abdul, I watched that one. I'm not going to lie, but I can't remember off the top of my head if I watched the Denise Richards one. But I never thought of her as an angel. I thought that she was, you know, I just enjoy how smart she is, how great she is with one-liners, how, like, down-to-earth she is. I think she brings a good energy to the group. So I'm a fan of hers.
And yet you can see when she comes back at Camille in one of the last scenes that was done, she can come back with some force too. Not only the one-liners, but she comes back with some force. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't quite understand why Camille came back. I didn't really like her the first time she was a housewife. You know, her coming back, I wasn't a big fan of. And when I think about who's on that cast, I don't like more than I like. I like Kyle. I always have. But, you know, I can live without Teddy Mellencamp. I can live without Dorit. I can live without Camille. So who's left on that cast? Denise?
Erica.
Erica. I loved Erica. And there was a time where I think she was my favorite housewife of all the franchises. I don't know. This season didn't do it for me with Erica. I don't think we got a lot of Erica-ness. My favorite thing is still her outfit. She had a cool, like, a super cool, when she was in, I'm going to call it the diary room, when she was being interviewed, when she was having her talking head, she had a super cool outfit that I was unbelievably jealous of. Other than that, that's what she brought to the table this year, that super cool outfit. We didn't even get, at the beginning, we got some stuff with her concerts and Erica Jane. We didn't get a ton of her this year, though. There wasn't anything new or interesting. I think, unfortunately, as fun and interesting as Erica Jane once was, I don't know if we're going to get anything more than what we've gotten. I think we have kind of like Real Housewives of New York with Carol. I think, you know, Carol was very interesting to me the first couple seasons. She was pretty cool, you know, but then it got to a point where it's like, I've gotten everything that I'm going to get from Carol. I'm okay that she left. I feel that way about Erica. It's like, I think that I've gotten everything that she is bringing to the table. How I feel about second-time players on reality shows. It's like, I'm good with them if they can come back and do something different. But if, you know, if we have, I don't need to see Joe on Survivor or Malcolm on Survivor again if we're going to get the same version, same person playing the same version of the game. I don't need that. And I think Erica is just playing the same version of the game. So that's my take. So now I'm not as into it. I didn't watch all the episodes of this season. But Beverly Hills is declining for me, a sharp decline. I think New York is still like my favorite, hands down. New York, and then there's a big gap, and then it's all the others.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just putting it out there. Yeah. But I just wanted to get your take on the Lisa thing because I've been thinking about it a lot, and I watched the first reunion, episode of the reunion. So we saw how much they spent the first 15 minutes talking about the fact that Lisa wasn't there. So she still was a huge presence. And I think Andy was pretty I think he was upset with it. I think that, you know, Andy wanted her to be there. And I think it does kind of suck because, you know, Andy has done a lot. You know, the least she could do is just finish it out. Even if it's not staying the whole reunion, even if it's coming out saying her piece and leaving, I think that, you know, Andy would.
Even if it's just a one-on-one with Andy, you know, it's like,
yeah,
it should be something. It's because it's like, that's how it came off to me. It's like,
yeah,
you know, she would be the first one years ago to condemn somebody for doing that.
She did. They said they played the tapes of her doing it.
Right.
So she condemned other people for not showing up at reunions. So it's not a good look for Lisa ultimately. And it, you know, not that I want to feel sorry for Andy at any situation, but I think, you know, I think that Housewives is such an incredible platform for a lot of these women that, you know, they should finish out what they've started at the very least. So, but anyway, that's it for tonight. Here's hoping that Big Brother is a decent week this week. We'll see. We've talked. Priscilla's going to watch the shows. I'm going to watch the feeds. We'll bring it back next Thursday. We'll talk about what happened. And then we'll talk some Love Island. We'll talk some X on the Beach because I've watched it by then. We'll talk about a whole bunch of other fun stuff. Until then, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Good night, everyone.
Night, everyone.